I've finally got round to reading my copy of the Marine Quarterly. This first-class publication presents no threat to IPC magazines and Yachting Monthly. It's a small format journal available solely by subscription with no advertising and no photographs. Only monochrome art illustrates its pages. Edited by my old pal Sam Llewellyn, the Quarterly is a quirky collection of goodies from giant ships to the tiniest dinghy, and it makes you think. One edition even contained the personal testimony of an Arctic tern, along with handy hints for channel swimmers. Two items jumped out of last winter's journal which will be close to the hearts of YM readers. The first is from Trevor Robertson, entitled How to Sail Round Cape Horn. Robertson's boat is a 35-foot Nick Skeets Wylo 2 design, steel and gaff-rigged. He starts with a strong reminder that any small yacht bound on such an enterprise must assume capsize to be a lively possibility. Hatches are therefore to be bomb-proof, or if typical production yacht perspex, they must have pre-constructed deadlights with fastenings to hand, ready to deploy immediately should the worst come to pass. Nothing of any weight down below is to be movable. Batteries, ballast, cookers and even engines must be secured against all possibility of shifting. Even Ashley's massive book of knots, while not mentioned specifically, is an obvious candidate for attention. A jury rig will be fully thought out with gear in place, and so on. All of this information can of course be found elsewhere, but he puts it in such a way that you know he isn't filling in boxes on some bureaucrat's form. He's been there twice before, and plans to save his life. What I most enjoyed were his disparaging remarks about people sailing oceans in ill-prepared, essentially unseaworthy boats, fully equipped with life-saving kit according to what he calls the authorities that seek to regulate us. He reasons soundly that most of this recommended equipment is about having half a dozen different ways of abandoning ship and ensuring that you're saved. None of it has anything to do with the primary safety of the boat. It is people sailing this type of vessel, he says, that bring down the regulations of the nanny state on honest ocean wanderers. He certainly has a point. And while we're taking a pop at the nanny state, how about this from Llewellyn's Silly News feature? Silly spent with a C, as in Isles of Silly. Back in the mid-90s, one inter-island skipper commissioned a passenger vessel which would comply with all regulations. Like many commercial small craft operators, he chooses to power against a spring while embarking and disembarking passengers. Many of us do the same when berthing short-handed, if our midship's cleats are in the right place and the practice has been common currency ever since engines became established over a century ago. The technique was favoured by the skipper of the coaster on which I served back in the 1970s. He laid her alongside, a hand scrambled ashore with a spring line led from the shoulder. I whipped a few turns onto the bollards, then piled up the friction as the power came back on. Steering so the stern was pushed into the dock with the bow held firmly by the spring, we could then stroll around at our ease to run out the rest of the lines. What else would anyone do? Well, the MCA decided that this established practice of seamen is unsafe and illegal. They issued a prohibition notice against the island skipper and his excellent vessel, who, rather than resorting to what he described as macrame when coming alongside, took the boat out of service. I withdrew a brand new, very safe gaff cutter from commercial use a number of years back because the regulations weren't written with boats like her in mind. Coding her became simply too much hassle. The wording left inadequate space for people who understand the sea to move a few goalposts. So hats off to those bold individuals who manage to work vessels that don't fit the template, who think for themselves in a seaman-like manner, yet still contrive to comply with the latest irrelevancies from the regulators. It is far from easy.